Joe Copeland, 91, Herman Edgen, 92, and Orville Taylor, 93, all served at the Devil's Den CCC camp during the Great Depression. As part of President Roosevelt's New Deal, the Civilian Conservation Corps provided jobs to young men by putting them to work rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. During their time in the CCC, Copeland, Edgen, and Taylor helped build what is now Devil's Den State Park. The three men, along with their families, gathered at Devil's Den on July 3rd to reminisce about their time in the CCC. Herman Edgen says the CCC men sent most of their pay home to their families.
You got $30 a month. And $23 of that went home to your family. Also, you had $7 to spend on water. Spent $7 for about 9 days. And the dollar went a lot further back then than it does now.
The Devil's Den CCC camp operated from 1933 until 1942. Copeland, Edgen, and Taylor all worked at the camp in the late 1930s. Anyone familiar with Devil's Den State Park knows that much of its infrastructure is built of native stone. Orville Taylor recounts hauling rock to the camp.
To build the rock works you see around, and the flat rocks that you walk on, the dam, all these walls, it was, and we had rock quarries, a couple of them. Some of them got off the mountain, and some of them down the rock quarries.
For Taylor and Edgen, working in the kitchen was the best job at the CCC camp. Joe Copeland says he didn't have one specific job that was his favorite. All three men agree that the worst job was cleaning the grease trap.
About every 3 or 4 months, they'd have to clean it because all this garbage from the kitchen went down through this sewer system, and they had to dug this hole down in the ground and build a big trap, and it emptied out into that, and then the grease came to the top and the water ran out underneath it. So we'd have to go in there and skim all that grease off the top of what we wanted. The reason I know is because I worked in the kitchen. I didn't do any cleaning of the grease trap.
You didn't like where you sent him down there to clean the grease trap.
When they weren't working, the CCC boys would do things like play poker, baseball, basketball, and go swimming. They would also have dances.
I had an old jukebox, and the girls would come down by the mountain right here, full of girls, and they used to come down here and dance with us.
Orville didn't have anything to do with them girls, did
he? No, he ran them all off.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
No, in the beginning, they'd send trucks out to Farmington, different communities around, pick up the gals.
On the weekends and when they had other time off, the men at the Devil's Den CCC camp often went home to see their families. Herman Edgen describes the trip back to his family's farm in Ozark.
I've walked several times from here to Winslow. I'd go home on the weekends and ride a bus from Winslow down to Ozark. When I came back, I'd have to walk from Winslow back down to camp.
Orville Taylor's family lived in Fayetteville. As soon as he saved up enough money, he bought a 1929 Model A pickup and went home almost every other weekend. Taylor says he hauled other men from the camp in exchange for gas. However, cars weren't actually allowed at the camp.
I hid mine up here not too far, but they knew we had them. There was 3 or 4 or 5 hid out up there on the mountain.
I think Orville was the one that was stealing all the gas out of the officer's They built that visitor center up
you
there.
You can tell who my friend is.
Everybody's telling on you right now.
They built that visitor center up there for a garage to start with so they could lock up their officer's car to get guys from stealing their gas.
These guys stole my gas on here.
Taylor, Edgen, and Copeland all say it's rewarding to see people still enjoying the park they helped build years ago. For Orville Taylor, the park is like a second home. He continues to visit the park frequently. Herman Edgen says it's good to see all the improvements that the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism have made over the years. And Joe Copeland explains that when the CCC was building the park, they never would have dreamed that so much use would be made of it.
It shows that it wasn't a waste of effort.
Devil's Den State Park hosts the CCC reunion every summer. Reunions have been held every year since 1961. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlin.